Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
I don't know what to make of this, so I'm going to let you do the show. Text me, 71307. I'm just going to read this because you're just shaking your head. There's good news in here and there's bad news in here. This is an AP NORC poll, okay? So it's going to be biased to the left, which is what makes it so interesting to me. Okay, so by day two of the jury selection, poll found in the court of public opinion, Trump's verdict is in and he's not guilty. So he's facing 34 felony counts, which is a joke. They spun one misdemeanor that had gone past the statute of limitations into 34 felonies. That's what a joke this is. Can Americans see through this? I'm never sure. Well, this poll shows to at least some extent they can. At least some extent they can. A small majority saying that they do not think Trump did anything illegal in this case. A majority of Americans do not think Trump did something illegal in the case. Okay, cool. So that's good, right? I mean, yeah, that is progress. But another one-third of adults say Trump did do something illegal in the hush money case. Okay. Now here's the, so that's good. That's good. Now, here's the dicey part, though, that we get into. Still, Americans view the legal proceedings as having a cloud of doubt hanging over them. Only roughly 3 in 10 Americans, that's 30% for those of you on Common Core Math, believe that any of the prosecutors bringing charges against Trump are treating him fairly. So, wow, just 30% think he is being treated fairly in a nonpartisan manner. Good. Right? They're maybe getting it, maybe understanding. Only 2 out of 10 or 20% of Americans express extreme or high confidence that the judges or jurors in the case can uphold fairness and impartiality. So they're kind of getting that it's a kangaroo court. That's progress. That's progress. But here's the problem. Just 14% believe he did nothing wrong at all. See how this is all over the board? And those numbers have remained relatively stable over the years since he was initially charged in the case. So again, only 14% believe he did nothing wrong at all. So thinking, well, maybe he did something wrong, but this is a little over the top. He's probably not actually criminally guilty, but he probably did something wrong. This is all over the place. Now, here's the problem with this. Half of Americans believe if he's convicted, he is disqualified from being president. That's not good. That is not good. So They think he should just, you know, drop out, go away. He would be unfit to serve as president. Half of those poll. If he's convicted of falsifying business documents to conceal hush money payments, he should serve. So I think what they're saying is, we get this is partisan. We get this isn't fair. We get it's rigged. We get it stacked. They get that. They understand that. But what they're saying is, if the jury convicts Trump, then it's real. Then it becomes real. Well, let me tell you what. This judge, his daughter made $15 million from the Democrat Party last year, fundraising off of Trump's trials, okay? He's going to make sure they get the conviction. This is not a real trial where everyone tries to be fair and follow the law. The Democrats don't follow the law. It's just not what they do. So what does that mean? Well, it's going to come down to a jury probably full of ding-a-lings. In fact, we saw some of them yesterday, and boy, they must have done a good job cutting this. Let me tell you what, cutting these jurors, because some of these jurors clearly hated Trump. So good for his legal team for getting rid of them, but they only have so many strikes. Now, who are these Trump jurors? Who are these people? And I would tell you, but my computer just crashed. Okay. I'll do it from head, my mind. Okay, one of them is from Harlem, and I'm trying to remember this. One of them is from Harlem, and he reads the UK Daily Mail. So we have, that's kind of weird that anyone in Harlem reads the UK Daily Mail. It's great too, though. So we got one guy who has some basis in reality. There's some reality going on there. One, because we only need one juror to hang this thing up. The rest are not good. Juror number three says he's a male. A corporate lawyer reads the New York Times. Okay, complete moron. That's all I need to know about him. I don't care if he's got a law degree. Complete moron. You read the New York Times, you have no basis in reality to function. You're just mentally wounded at that point. Okay, juror number four. We don't know. IT consultant, I have no spare time. Juror number five, moron, gets her news from Google and TikTok. Okay, completely brainwashed. The communist Chinese during the revolution couldn't have done a better job brainwashing you. In fact, they are on TikTok. Lost cause. Juror number six, software engineer, works for Disney. Lost cause. Juror number seven, lives in Upper East Side, corporate lawyer, married. Okay, you live on the Upper East Side of New York willingly, and you're a corporate lawyer, you are probably a liberal at that point. So, but this is what we expect. Again, 85% of the jury pool voted for Joe Biden. That's why you saw the heat in the cut jurors yesterday. You could see it. It was either overt or kind of covert. They didn't like it. So my best hope right now is on juror number one from Harlem, male, reads the UK Daily Mail. So that's a person who has sought out real information and maybe understands that the media environment in America is very much, you know, through the looking glass. It's very fake. So we'll see. We need one. And you know what? The amount of strength it's going to take, personal strength and fortitude, which most Americans do not possess. It's just the human condition. To be able to say, look, if I'm the one who tanks this jury, how do I go to work? How do I hang out with my family? This is New York, where 85% of people voted for Biden. I mean, you know what your life's going to be like if you're that juror? The media's coming for you. They're going to print your name. They will destroy your life, and everyone around you will never forget. You're going to get a promotion at work? You're not getting a promotion at work. This is New York. See the problem here? So even an honest juror on this jury might not find for the truth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.